From Washington, this is VOA News. More demonstrations in Hong Kong. Afghanistan swears in a new president. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong are defying government demands to leave the streets of the Chinese territory, even as Beijing warns against foreign interference. Police fired volleys of tear gas at the protesters in the financial district of the city before pulling back at midday Monday because they said the protests appeared to be weakening. But the crowds grew again in the evening as people got off work. The International Criminal Court began a hearing Monday on whether former Ivoirian minister and youth activist Charles Blé Goudé should face trial on charges of crimes against humanity. Lisa Bryant reports.
This week's hearing at the International Criminal Court is to decide whether or not 40-year-old Blé Goudé will face trial on four counts of crimes against humanity, including murder, rape, and persecution. At issue, violence in his native Ivory Coast between November 2010 and April 2011 after the presidential election between longtime president Laurent Gbagbo and Alassane Ouattara, the country's current president. Roughly 3,000 people were killed in the crisis. Blé Goudé headed a militant pro-Gbagbo group called the Young Patriots that was blamed for a campaign of post-election violence. He denies the charges. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A Spanish diplomat was found dead with stab wounds in his home in Sudan's capital Khartoum Monday. Police say the 61-year-old official headed the Spanish embassy's visa section and had worked in the country for 3 years. A police investigation is underway. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says American troops will stay in Afghanistan beyond the end of this year in a deal to be signed on Tuesday under the country's newly inaugurated president. The security agreement will allow about 10,000 soldiers to stay on when the international combat mission ends December 31st. The development came Monday as Ashraf Ghani officially took over for outgoing President Hamid Karzai. Election rival Abdullah Abdullah was also sworn in as the country's new chief executive in a power-sharing deal reached after months of a post-election crisis. India's new Prime Minister Narendra Modi will have dinner with President Obama at the White House before more discussions Tuesday. The leaders are expected to focus on economic growth, with Washington concerned about India's failure to open its economy to more foreign investment. Syria's foreign minister accused the United States of having a dual policy on anti-government militants in his country by fighting some and supporting others. Addressing the UN General Assembly, Walid al-Mualim said his government stands with the international effort to combat the Islamic State group. But referring to anti-government groups seen as moderate by Washington, he said backing them creates what he called fertile ground for the continued growth of extremism in the region. Israel's prime minister urged the international community not to allow Iran to develop its nuclear capabilities and tied its fight against Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip to the larger global fight against Islamic State militants. Speaking to the UN General Assembly on Monday, Benjamin Netanyahu criticized countries who have supported U.S.-led efforts to crush ISIS, as the group is also known, for not supporting Israel in its recent 50-day war against Hamas. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea Policy is in Asia this week for meetings in Beijing, Seoul, and Tokyo. North Korea's nuclear program is uppermost in discussions, as Brian Patton explains.
Ambassador Glenn Davies, U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy, is leading a delegation to China, South Korea, and Japan to look for ways to persuade North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. Arriving in Beijing Sunday, Davies urged Pyongyang to return to what he called meaningful diplomacy. Ambassador Davies' trip comes at a time when the leader of North Korea has not been seen in public for weeks. Last week, North Korean authorities confirmed that Kim Jong-un is suffering from an uncomfortable physical condition. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Government forces and pro-Russian separatists exchanged fire near the city of Donetsk, as officials reported that at least 12 people had died in fighting despite a ceasefire declared earlier this month. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.